the wonderful name of Jesus, believing you and, Lord, thanking you for him. And Lord, increase our thankfulness today. And Lord, thank you that we do know this. You are the God of impossible. And Lord, every life that is here this morning, Lord, it's been the God of impossible that has brought us through the fire and through the flood. And Lord, through despair, God, and abuse, Lord Jesus. But God, oh, but God, in the great love wherewith he loved, he gave us his only begotten Son. Lord, I look to that blood of your Son. Oh, God, we rejoice and only give praise for the mercy of our beloved Lamb of God. We lift him up, Father. We come to you, Father, hallelujah, with him, hallelujah. Thank you, God. It's all the Lamb that is our praise and our rejoicing. Lord, thank you for this wondrous plan, the glorious plan of the love of your Son. And Lord, we praise him and honor him and glory and give him all the thanksgiving today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. If you open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 14. That's 1 Samuel chapter 14. And we've been rejoicing on Wednesday nights for the past few weeks in that marvelous life of Christ in Brother Jonathan, that friend, praise God, and heart that was intertwined and made one with David. And we found Jonathan to be a fully purposed fella, fiery. I love it. He's a glory seeker, the glory of God, amen, not to himself. See, there's no self-glory. The real glory seekers want the glory of Lord to shine forth. They want the glory of God to be seen. And the glory of God is only seen, praise his name, in our weakness. Amen? That's when the power of Christ, his glory rests upon us, is when we're weak, when we can't do it, when it looks like it's all over, when we're ready to give up. But God, hallelujah, and here comes the glory. But this was this fella. He was a glory seeker. And it's all because he had confidence in one thing. He had confidence in the grace of God that was with him. And even so sweetly, the grace of God that he knew that was for him. The grace of God that was for him. See, we can see grace. We can know grace. But by the grace of God, you need to know that grace is for you. And that grace is always for you. It's always for you. It's not hit and miss. It's all grace he's given, and it's always, and it's for all things, and praise God, it's for all abounding, and it's all sufficiency, praise God, to not just abound, but super abound in every good work, praise God, that he's given. But you see, brothers and sisters, we need to know that this grace that is for us is always with us. And that grace, truly, it's the only thing really there is. If you think about it, the only thing there really is for you is grace. It's readied. It's with you always. It's for you. Amen? I thank God. It's there for everything and anything we'll ever face. Grace is right there when I blow it. Grace is right there when I fail. Grace is right there when it's an absolute unbelieving moment or moments. Sometimes they're chained together. But grace never leaves, and grace is always there. But then grace is always there too when grace causes us to rise up. When grace causes us by the grace of God to walk in the Spirit. Grace is always with us when we're abounding, praise the Lord. Yes, grace is always there in such faithfulness to not let us get puffed up in those times of abounding, amen? But praise be to God. I want to be one of these guys like Jonathan. I want to be like Jonathan. I want to get out of bed every day and really have that anticipation in my heart. Lord, what are you going to work for me today? Oh, yeah. I'm getting more excited. It's amazing what happens when you read the Word of God for you. You begin to get excited in the things of God, and the Lord and His Word begins to change you. Matter of fact, transform you from glory to glory into His very image. And I can have faith when I get out of bed, not in what I thought I had planned out for the day or what I expect to happen, but I have faith, praise God, in my God and His grace that is with me and for me. Lord, what are you going to work for me today? Amen? All right, now. Now you see Jonathan as he starts out here. And it's a wonderful thing. We're going to read now verses 7 and 8. And it's beautiful. And he says here, or actually let's read 6 and 7. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go unto the garrison of these uncircumcised Philistines. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." And his armor bearer said unto him, and notice his armor bearer said unto him, "Do all that is in thine heart. Turn thee. Behold, I am with thee according to thy heart." Now this is beautiful. Because see, we once again see that Jonathan had no confidence in man. He didn't have confidence in numbers of men. The only thing that Jonathan wanted, and matter of fact, every time Jonathan did anything, and especially going into battle, which was pretty much always, he wanted the armor bearer. He wanted the armor bearer. You come on Wednesday nights, you can see his dad, King Saul, he always wanted to be with the numbers of men, with the armies. Jonathan wanted the armor bearer. Jonathan wanted the whole armor of God. Jonathan wanted the power to use the whole armor of God. And Jonathan looked for the opportunities of life. Lord, work in this. Let's use the power and the whole armor of God in my life. Now, do you get it that this armor bearer represents to us the Holy Ghost? Yes. This armor bearer represents to us the Holy Ghost. And look what the Holy Ghost tells us. Not just Jonathan, but tells us. Do all that is in thy heart. Do all that is in thy heart. There it is. And this heart, which is so beautiful, if you look this in the Hebrew, it means the inner man. Do all that is in this inner man in me. See, and brothers and sisters, that's everything to us, because that's why it's all grace, and it's all grace that is for us, because that inner man is Christ that liveth in me. That inner man, praise God, is the new man. That inner man I know right now is the Son of God. Amen? Now, brothers and sisters, this is so wonderful. I've got news for us sons of God. I'll tell you what. Us sons of God, we've got all of heaven and all of heaven's power behind us, before us, and His hand is upon us. All right. Now, that's wonderful. I mean, that's amazing. But that's the grace of God. But now the question is, what, and how much is it going to be? How much? How much is going to be in your heart? Because that's what the armor bearer, the Holy Ghost, is inquiring. Do all that is in thy heart. Huh? Turn thee. I am with thee according to thy heart. So, brothers and sisters, do we believe that God is completely for us? I mean, do you really believe that? See, I believe that believing God is completely for me, I believe that is when truly we're beginning to live and be filled with all the fullness of God. Because when you really understand about God being completely for you, you begin to know the love of Christ. And you understand that love that is so for you, that's so completely in love with you. This word of love that, praise God, is yours, that is always there. It's not a contingent thing. And by the grace of God, as we've heard time and time again, it's like this building, it has wires and conduits and bulbs and all these different things to light it up. It's got power. But there's a switch. And if I never throw on the switch, it's never going to be lit up, even though all the power was there waiting. Even though everything was fully prepared and set and readied, praise God, for abundant light, for power, for things to get turned on. What's going to be in your heart? How much are you going to believe that God is for you? Oh, yes. Sure, praise God, it is too good to be true. But that's exactly what the grace of God is. But it is. It is. It is, it is. That's why the armor bearer turns to Jonathan and he says to Jonathan, turn thee. And that means spread out. I love it. Spread out. Spread them wings out, Jonathan. I know what's in thy heart. We're going to fly. We're going to soar. If you know this, Jonathan takes that young armor bearer and they go right up on a mount and they slay all of these Philistine. And not only do they wipe out this number of Philistine, they instill fear into tens of thousands of Philistines. Matter of fact, it says there were so many of them, they were as of the sand. The earth quaked around them. Saul and his men heard this noise and it got even worse and worse. And they looked and they saw the Philistines. And they were taking their swords and killing each other. God had turned them against themselves. I believe it was 35 or 36,000 soldiers that day. Jonathan and a young armor bearer. What do you got to face? Come on! And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the same God, praise the Lord, that we praise for his grace. And it's so wonderful, brothers and sisters. But the only reason that we ain't flying is our hearts aren't full enough of faith in his grace. Enemy wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you in guilt. He wants to keep you in shame. He wants to keep you ignorant. He wants to keep you from hearing the word of God. He wants to keep you running around with ones that aren't going to encourage your life. That's what the enemy wants to do. Yep. Now, we have got to believe, praise the Lord, in this power that is for us. And so wonderfully, the power that is in us. And God, I was just praying, Lord, let there be no limit to what is in my heart that you will do for me. Yeah. And I found my God just doesn't do for me when I'm doing good. Oh, you know that too? I heard a few. Come on. But this is this God that is so loving that it's not because I'm good, it's not because I'm faithful, it's because he loves me. And that's what we have to get, praise the Lord. That's when you begin to know the love of Christ, is that he just loves you. He loves you so much. Don't you want to be around people that love you? Don't you want to hear from people that love you? I mean, when you're down and discouraged and all that, you get around people, hey, I'm going to go find the guy that even really hates me. I'm going to go get some encouragement. But that's how messed up we can get. We're going to snuggle up with the devil when we're down and say, oh, well, kind of encourage me. Oh, I'll encourage you. Hear the word of the Lord. Get encouraged with love. Those, praise the Lord, that have the word of God with them. Oh, it's wonderful. We need to understand this, brothers and sisters. There's a balm in Gilead. I thank God we prayed for Brother Terry today. You need a healing? Well, praise God. What you going to believe today that the Lord will work for you today? No, really. Come on. Any need. How about your marriage? How about with your children? Whatever it may be. Are you here to say and ask the Lord, Lord, what will you work for me today? And not what you're going to work for me tomorrow, but today. See, I want that faith in Him for today. Not put off. Not, well, Lord, I think you're going to work this out. I want to believe God to have this faith that I don't put it off, but I have the today faith. Huh? Oh, come on. We got to get a little more excited about this. See, that's why, brothers and sisters, we need this inner man, this Christ in me, to grow up into Him in all things, in everything. That's why we need to hear the whole counsel of God. That's why we need to know the Word of God. You need to know, praise God, His promises for you. You need to know your inheritance. And praise be to God, we need to really know and believe that it's already all been given. I don't work for it. I'm born into it. It's been given. Praise God. I am royalty. I wasn't born a servant. I tell folks that all the time. It frustrates me to no end. I'm telling you, one of the greatest discouragements to people and one of the greatest tools of the enemy is God's good. Go on to God's best. I hear it all the time from folks. Oh, I just want to meet the Lord. Oh, well done, my good and faithful servant. I get that. That's a wonderful thing. I mean, beyond me, by the grace of God. But I want to meet the Lord with His arms open and my arms open. And I meet Him as bride and bridegroom. That's how I want to meet my Lord. I want to meet Him in the air. I don't want to be standing on a sea of glass, waving a palm, singing salvation to my God. My goodness, He tells me what He wants from me. He wants me to be His wife. He wants me to be ruling and reigning together with Him. He wants me to be glorified together with Him. But I've got to leave that glory. I've got to live it right now. That's got to be bubbling inside me. And there's got to be a faith and an encouragement by the grace of God that, Lord, You are for me. Hallelujah. You gave me the grace to win this thing. You gave me the grace, praise God, for nothing but to rule and to reign jointly with You in the midst of the throne. Amen. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. What don't we get? It's all by faith. Hebrews 11, they didn't get it any other way. Every victory, every wondrous impossibility came one way, by faith, by believing God. They never worked for it. They never earned it. It was always the grace of God that was with them. I'll have grace upon whom I'll have grace. I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion. I'll have compassion. And I'm so thankful God has compassion on me because I am a vessel that needs compassion. Always. Because I do mess up. Sometimes I don't think right. Sometimes things come out of my mouth. Oh, Lord, I wish I didn't say. But you know, God, as I trust Him, and I thank God for Him and His promises. And He will work that together for my good. Isn't that amazing? Yes, He is. Praise be to God. But brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful that we can have God fill our hearts with this confidence. We can know and believe that God will work a double portion. Not just get me by. But Lord, it's going to be exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Don't go by what your eyes see. Don't go by what your friends' eyes see. Oh, that's bad stuff. What did you do? Job had three friends that asked him that all the time. But look what God had for him always. And there wasn't anything else he was going to receive. He was going to get that double portion. It looked like he lost everything. I mean, you talk about somebody that did lose everything. You're talking children, wealth, things turned on him. A wife he loved said some things that really weren't encouraging. I don't care how you look at it. When somebody says to you, curse God and die, you've reached pretty low. Huh? But faithful is my God. Isn't that something? Isn't that awesome? Oh, we pick on Job. He said I a lot and me a lot. And oh, my goodness, let me tell you something. I need that kind of faith. I want to be encouraged in the Lord. I thank God that I can know that, you know what? I believe, but now I see. Yeah. Some wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff. Now, let's get to it. Brothers and sisters, we have to know what our inheritance is. We need to know, praise God, what He's given. And I need to know for me, Jesse, praise God, just go in there and take it by faith. See, I do not want to have a desire to be some servant or child. When I meet, praise God, my beloved Father, I pray by the grace of God that I will embrace Him as a fully mature son. That's the honor that I want to bring to my Father. I thank God I knew that honor even with my natural dad. I wanted to grow up. I wanted to be a man. A man that my Father would be pleased. And you know how my Heavenly Father tells me to please Him? Is walk by faith in His Son. To love His Son and to give praise and honor and glory to His Son. And as these things of life come that hurt, that you don't understand, the fiery trial that would be strange otherwise, this discontent life in society that we live in, it's tearing itself down. But I've got a Father who loves me. And I've got a Savior, praise God, who's for me. And I'll tell you, I'm so thankful that Christ is living in me. And I believe by the grace of God to say, Lord, work a work in me. As this work that it speaks of here, if you look that up, it says that, Lord, do it, make it, produce it, prepare it, accomplish it. Do you get how Brother Paul said it? He will perform the good work which He has begun. It's all there. It's all there. We are His workmanship. And yes, that is just it. The Holy Ghost will equip us with everything, but everything that we need to win Christ. To win Christ. Every event of your life, you are so wonderfully and fearfully made for God if you just wake up to it. Everything about your life, it couldn't be any different. Any different. Know it. Each and every one of us so individually perfect for God. To hear this message today. To come in here. Praise God in the oneness of Christ. In the unity of His Spirit. To say, Lord, that's mine. And if it was any other way. If it was any other shoes. If it was any other camel. It wouldn't happen. I can't get there on your camel. And you can't get there on mine. You got to thank God for who you are in Christ. Oh, thank Him for that. Oh, my goodness. You talk about overcoming everything. You're not just a child of the King. You're born a little Lord of all. You're born to be a King. Hallelujah. Just grow up into it. Why are we complaining? Why do I murmur? Why do I say I need this, I need that? My goodness, I got it all. Really, if we would awaken to it, you got to get out of this temporal stuff. This is temporal. This curtains, the glass, all this building, it ain't going to be here. Even my body, I'm going to have a body like unto His own glorious body. Somebody might be watching and saying, this guy's nuts. No, I'm telling you, this is reality. This is the truth. This is the life. This is the way. Hallelujah. It's Jesus Christ our Lord. But there's got to be quickening and this encouragement in our lives, brothers and sisters, that the word of the Lord is it. The winds of doctrine got to go. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to stand in defense. And you're going to come up against the familiar friend. You're going to come up against family. And they're going to tell you, oh, you're departing. Oh, you're a traitor. Oh, you're all this. No, I'm God's son. You've got to get this. Hallelujah, right now, this cut is going down now. And people, I'm telling you, He's coming. And he's going to prove in those that love him, that are in love with him, they're ready to go. Son, they're ready to go. Honey, get on up. Let's go. Go get her. Go get her. And it's going to be done. It's going to be over. And that time shall be no more. And I thank God we can abide in here and we can believe. Hallelujah. The word of God. This is the word of God. This is his doctrine. This ain't man's doctrine. Just like Paul said, this wasn't given to me of men. This wasn't thought up under a towel. My goodness, this was given to me of God, the chief of sinner. He was going to kill Christians. Isn't that marvelous? He was on his way to brutally, savagely try to stop the word of God. And God said, I'm going to show you my grace. I'm going to bring the bridal message through the one that hated me more than anybody because he was the most stinking self-righteous of all of them. And he knew it as he looked to God. He said, oh my goodness, I'm the chief of sinner. And yet here is the dispensation. This is the absolute mystery of Christ and his bride. I'm giving it to that one right there, and here you are sitting somehow, some way. I'm not worthy, I'm not ready. My goodness, you are ready today. It is today. That faith is for today. It's not tomorrow. This is a Jonathan thing. This is a quickened heart of the bride of Christ. Praise God. Lord, what will you work in me today? Not tomorrow, but today. So here it is. Praise be to God. What will it be? What will it be? You're going to sit down there again another week or whatever it may go and say, oh, okay, enemy, you're telling me to put this off. Oh, no, it's not. I'm telling you, we got to praise the Lord today. Believe him today. Terry, he brought you here today, honey. Praise be to God. Believe him. It's a quickening. My goodness, the glory of the Lord is all over here. We pray for the anointing of the Lord when we come in. He gives the anointing of the Lord. He gives us our word. He gives us our utterance. He gives you that trial. He's given you that weakness. He's given you that vessel. He's given you the parents you had or the lack thereof. He's given you every single thing. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, let's get up and praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God. Oh. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, I love you.
That I have made myself to be your wisdom, your righteousness, your sanctification, and your redemption, and your glory. If you're going to glory, glory in my son, Christ Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, beloved, gird up the loins of your mind with truth. What is the truth? That I love you.
Yeah,
Lord, thank you for this time. And Lord, thank you, God, that you're just searching and seeking out, Lord. Oh, Father, that true worshiper. And Lord, the abundant love that has gone out for years, but especially, Lord, today. Lord, your wondrous, wondrous love that causes us to be that true worshiper that worships your wonderful Son in spirit and in truth. Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, let us make that move. God, thank you that you're working in us right now. What will my Lord work for me today? In Jesus' name, thank you, dear God. We're going to go ahead and just dismiss. I encourage you, don't go from this place. Let him just allow you to receive of him this morning. But Lord, encourage you. Lord, bless you. And until we meet again, may the grace of God just go with you. Praise the Lord.